No, that's a recipe. How to make the banana chicken.
Oh, banana chicken.
Yeah, banana chicken is banana, and a chicken is a banana. Chicken is banana, and a chicken is a banana. Chicken is banana, and a chicken is a banana. Chicken is banana, and a chicken is a
banana in a chicken.
Yeah, banana in a chicken.
Inside a whole chicken.
Oh yeah.
One banana.
One banana in a chicken.
One banana in a chicken is a banana.
Hey, this is Rod and Denise. And when we're not banging, we like to listen to All Talk with Kalo and Bills.
Sometimes they'll even play it when we're banging.
Good times.
I don't know what he's doing now, but he had that TV show. That's something.
He had a show? What's the movie that he was in?
What about the baseball?
That's Keanu Reeves.
Hardball?
No, I'm not talking about Hardball. I'm talking about... he was like something...
Minor League.
The one about the baseball?
The one about the baseball?
I think he worked at a baseball
place. What about the baseball?
Baseball stadium?
He worked at like a baseball place?
At like a baseball place? You know where they play the baseball at the place? It's like a field or a court. The baseball court. You know, like the baseball court? The place. Meet me halfway.
What are you talking about even?
I'm talking about that Freddie Prinze Jr. movie. The one where he works at a baseball place.
Summer Catch.
Summer Catch.
Yeah. Andy Moore?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That sounds right.
But yeah, he did that movie.
Yeah.
And then he did what, Scooby-Doo, maybe?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was Freddie Prinze Jr. Is Freddie the name of the character?
Maybe. Fred,
right? Yeah.
Shaggy.
Jessica Biel, not Mandy Moore. Jessica
Biel. Yeah. Very.
And Matthew Lillard was in that movie also, apparently.
Good for him.
Scooby-Doo?
No, Summer Catch, but also Scooby-Doo.
Also Scooby-Doo.
Was Jessica Alba in Scooby-Doo?
No, or Jessica am I getting Biel. Real? I don't think so.
Oh, Jessica Biel. Damn, where'd I get Alba from?
She's All That is the movie that I was thinking of.
That's the one.
Oh,
She's All That. Yeah, that's the like the movie the I've one. Seen with Freddie Prinze Jr. The rest of these movies, I don't think I've seen
anyway,
at all.
Dude, he had a series, though. Freddie or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it.
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
He was in it, too.
90210.
Yeah. Brosten Green.
Brosten Green.
He had a music career for a minute, didn't he?
Did he? Did
he had a video.
I'll check it out.
Brian Austin Green?
Yeah.
Did.
Good for him.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
What was the other motherfucker off of 90210? And he voiced Mighty Ducks, one of the Mighty Duck cartoon characters.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Start with a Z.
Was this from back in the day when we used to just fucking look at IMDb pages?
Yeah,
of those random.
Yeah, whoever voiced some weird cartoon Man, I can't think of the guy's name. I want to say Zig something.
Zig.
That can't be right, though.
No.
On 90210.
Yeah, Xander.
Which Mighty Ducks character did he play?
The main guy.
The what? There's no. Isn't there like five?
The main duck.
Dude, his name starts with a Z. There's not a lot of motherfuckers.
The actor's name? The
real
name?
Yeah, his real name. 90210.
Ian Ziering?
Ian Ziering. I told you there was a Z in there.
I was like, his name is Zed?
Zappy? Zappy?
Zappy, Zappy, Zappy.
Something like that.
Talking about cheese.
Cheese?
What kind of cheese, man? What do you like, Asiago?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like brie.
Brie?
I'm a provolone man.
Provolone.
I like that provolone.
Yeah, it has a certain sweetness to it.
Yeah. It's good pizza cheese.
Yeah. Pizza cheese.
Can I get a pizza cheese?
What's that, pizza cheese?
Can I get a pizza cheese pizza?
I like cheese, man. I like blue cheese, being honest.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
I like it.
Shit sharp?
Just you think you could eat it by itself?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I get that I fucking do. Little tub of crumbled.
It's just too
sharp.
Yeah,
shit, sharp.
That's it.
I do.
I don't know, man. I like it.
I like a lettuce wedge with some blue cheese yeah. on it.
You like a blue cheese burger? Bacon blue cheese?
I mean, I don't hate that.
Woo. Put some hot sauce on it.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, dude, that sounds good as shit.
I couldn't eat just blue cheese.
Buffalo sauce, I think.
Yeah, that buffalo sauce. Yeah, I
think that's where the blue cheese.
You don't like buffalo?
I don't know. I'm not a big buffalo fan. I don't like the city. I don't like the sauce. Team. I don't like the team. I don't like the animal.
Fuck them.
Across the board.
You like the verb?
Fuck buffalo.
Buffalo.
How do you do that?
It's like when you Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, when you like bully somebody.
You Buffalo. Buffalo. Fuck that. Yeah, all forms of Buffalo. Fuck
they're Buffalo.
All forms of Buffalo actually work in a sentence together. I think the sentence is like Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it loosely means the bison. From Buffalo, New York.
Our bowling bison from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Buffalo.
I think it's
Buffalo,
six of them.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's nine. I don't know.
Buffalo.
But
I get
lost. It's a legit sentence.
Yeah, yeah. It works.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
So don't question it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you?
Out of everybody.
Who are you?
Yeah.
All the people in the world?
No.
Who are you?
No.
And that's a question we got to ask ourselves sometimes, you know.
Especially John.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you specifically?
Buffalo.
He's a Buffalo.
Buffalo John.
Buffalo
John.
Buffalo Johnny.
Oh, Buffalo Johnny.
They call me Buffalo John.
I be Buffalo with John.
They don't make sense like that no more.
That's a good line. That should be used.
They don't make sense like that.
No. They don't make sense like that, Novo. That's good. A real copper. You guys ever heard of Kamen Rider?
Is that like the rapper Kamen?
Kamen. Okay. Kamen.
Like writer, the guy
just
who
an everyday writer.
Oh, okay.
No. It's Kamen. I don't know what it means.
Kamen.
Yeah.
Writer. R-I-D-E-R.
You guys have heard of Beetleborgs?
I think from
the '90s. They like rode motorcycles. Miter circus. They rode miter circus.
They rode miter circus.
Miter circus. Motorcycles, you dummy. They rode them through the suburbs, like in full armor and shit, like the Power Rangers.
Okay.
But it wasn't quite the Power Rangers. You know what I'm saying?
It was Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
But really, it was Kamen.
Kamen Rider, yeah. Like, Power Rangers were ripping off Super Sentai.
Okay.
Which has been a show since, like, early, like, late 70s, early 80s, I think. This shit's been on for fucking ye rivers. So Power Rangers was not a ripoff, I don't want to say.
Right.
But they took the Japanese action sequences from Super Sentai, and then they filmed American actors saying shit.
Yeah.
And then interwove the two.
It's morphin' time.
Yeah. So to speak. So Kamen Rider is the Japanese show based on this show or whatever.
Right.
I've tried to watch it like a lot throughout the years because they did an American version of just Kamen Rider, like it wasn't Beetleborgs or whatever.
Right.
Like we're going to try to stay.
All action is, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, this is cheesy. Like I'm not into it. But there's one going on now. Like Kamen Rider's still happening.
Yeah.
And they do crossovers with Power Rangers, Super Sentai. You know, they do fucking Sentai Neuranger and all this shit or whatever. The one that's going on now is called Kamen Rider Ghost. And the kid dies in the first episode. And then to get his soul back, he has to capture the souls of like all these other fucking people.
What the fuck is the anime where the kid dies?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Man.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that.
I love that fucking anime.
You might like this one then.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty cheesy.
No, that's why I like Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, it got dire at times. Yeah.
At the beginning, like, the fucking bully who made fun of him was, like, sad. He's, like, devastated.
Yeah.
That is...
The one badass in school got killed. Yeah. Like, his rival.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, fucking this, yeah, this doesn't handle it so well. The kid just kind of dies and it's like, oh, you're dead? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Like ghost dad?
Yeah. It's not even. Not even.
There was more levity in ghost dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Cosby? Please believe. But no, the thing is, though, he's like, he has to capture fucking ghosts and shit. But then he can use the ghosts that he captures.
Like, use them how?
Like, for instance, he captures Einstein. No. I don't know why I said Einstein.
Einstein?
He captures Edison. Kind of like Einstein, right? He captures Edison, so he has, like, the power of electricity or whatever. And this is what I don't like about the show. He has to wear a fucking fanny belt, like a fucking little fanny pack, to fucking use the power that he captures.
Can he only keep one?
One at a time, yeah.
One ghost in his fanny pack?
Yeah, and he has to, like, pull a little, like, well, let me unlock it, and then I'll put my little ghost in my fanny pack, and I'll lock it back in, and now I have Edison powers. And that's
what,
like,
the fuck does Thomas Edison powers do?
Electricity? That's what they do. They do electricity.
But
okay. But that in that that's,
I'm gonna shock you.
It's cool. You better stay away. I'm gonna shock you. I'm Edison. I got Edison powers. But it's all stupid shit like that. Yeah. Like some famous person's ghost. That this guy, like, that fuck possessed somebody else. It is interesting. It's cheesy as fuck. It's not very good, but it's interesting. Yeah. So I've watched 5 episodes so far. And yeah.
Any other good ghosts?
Nah. Not that I can think of. There's like, most of them are Japanese.
Where can you see it? Where can you watch it?
Kiss Asian.
It's not.
That's dubbed, not a porn site.
For sure.
Oh, no.
It's not a porn site.
No. It's not dubbed. Porn site. It's subtitled. Okay. But it's all like Asian TV and movies.
Okay.
I've talked about Kiss Anime a lot.
Yeah.
They do Kiss Tunes as well.
And none of it's porn.
None of it's porn.
None of it's overt porn.
Right. The Kiss Asian, there's a couple softcore shit, you know, I don't know what you're into, you know? But this is the thing, with Kamen Rider and all that shit, you guys remember Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence,
yeah.
The middle one. Did you watch it a lot, though?
I did. I watched the several episodes.
I was into the fucking Lawrence brothers.
It was the middle one?
Andy.
No,
it was the middle.
Middle one. Matthew.
Yeah. Matthew, yeah.
I think of all the Lawrences, he had the best run.
I think so. He was Boy Meets World.
Mostly because of Boy Meets World, yeah.
Yeah, he did some shit. I don't know what else.
Blossom doesn't hold up like Boy Meets World.
Brotherly love, though, man.
Brotherly love.
Whoa. Welcome back to Brotherly Love. That was a good show, though. I don't even know what channel that came on originally.
Like ABC? WB, I bet.
What's the WB? Oh,
it seems like a
UPN.
W. Or UPN.
And it was just like fucking quick cut frames of them like playing Leapfrog or whatever the fuck at the beginning. And
rocking out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was there a radio show? Or did I just think that because you just went, welcome back to
No, it was a car garage.
They had a car garage.
And they were like estranged. Like Joey hadn't been around for a while and then the father died.
The radio show was
full house.
Yeah.
Rush Hour Renegades. Do you guys watch a lot of Asian cinema?
Not like Asian cinema, no.
I mean like, Kung Fu movies.
Not as much anymore. No, in my younger days, yeah.
The last thing I watched was like Kung. What was that? Not Shaolin Soccer, but that's a thing,
Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle
is the shit.
It's a fucking great movie.
I really love that movie. Yeah.
Did you guys ever see his other movie, the one after that, CJ7?
No,
I never saw that one.
It's a fucking good movie. It's like he does a kids movie, Stephen Chow.
Okay.
It's like his version of a kids movie, and it has all the tropes of Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle.
Nice.
But for little kids. I think he's like poor. He lives like in a garbage dump or something, and his kid goes to school and fucking gets bullied, and then he finds an alien that he befriends.
Okay.
Or the kid wants a toy, and the dad can't afford it, and he's in the dump like, ah, fuck, I can't afford this fucking toy my kid wants. And he finds the alien.
Oh.
And he brings it home to his kid. It's like, no, this is a new toy. And the kid and the alien become friends and
That's
shit.
That's cool.
It's fucking feel good as shit, man. It's a great movie, though. Like, Asian cinema, I feel, is like underrated, man. Like, there's great movies that people just won't watch because they don't want to read it. And yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And it sucks, man. Like, we should be dubbing more.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies, and it's dubbed, is Old Boy, man.
The dub
of Old Boy, the guy that does the Old Boy.
The actual
dub.
Korean, yeah.
No, the English.
I mean, yeah. The but the Korean version. Yeah.
I don't acknowledge that.
Okay.
But no, the guy who does the dub of the main character's voice is so intense. He's got such a low, gravelly voice.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so fucking badass, man. It's like a fucking detective noir movie.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, fucking old school.
Yeah, and then the subject matter of that movie is so fucking crazy.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy. So yeah.
If you haven't watched it, go watch Old Boy.
No, I haven't seen it. You told me about it.
It was on Netflix for a time. Dude. I think it might still be, but I don't know for
Kiss
sure.
Kiss Asian.
Yeah.
It's always there. No, a great movie. Fucking The Host. You guys heard of that one? Another Korean movie. The Old Boy is Korean. I don't know if you guys know that. Mm-mm. Old Boy, The Good, The Bad, and The Weird.
Oh, I did. I have checked that out. That looks really awesome.
It's fucking good. It's on Netflix, man.
Yeah.
Watch The Pirates.
The Pirates?
The Pirates.
Okay.
On Netflix. It's subtitled. I think it's, I think it's Korean. It might be China, but I think it's Korean, man. It's epic as fuck, man. CG's on point. It's pirates versus mountain gang versus military versus whales. Like, shit gets nice. Crazy. And it's so well done, man. There's a little romance in there. Action is on point.
Cool.
It's fucking incredible, dude. Like the Asian media, you know what I mean? Like, fucking anime. It's just underrated. Like, we don't give it enough credit here.
I definitely agree with you there. The way that stories are told, and well, through manga is awesome.
Yeah.
And then that's translated into anime in such a cool way.
Yeah.
And it's so streamlined now. Like, they just do. If there's something you love in the world at all, there's an anime about it.
Yeah.
Promise you.
Yeah.
And you'll find it and you'll love it, man. It's just an anime for everybody.
Yeah.
It's such a good medium.
And we should be dubbing more of them. You know what I mean?
I absolutely agree.
Because there's fucking us three. Yeah. But no, us as a, we should fucking be putting dubs on these. Because there's great ones that I tell people about and they're like, is it dubbed? And I'm like, no. And they're like, not going to watch it.
And all right. So look out for the All Talk dubs. Fan dubs.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
But this is the other side of the coin to this is though, there's an anime for everything. So I started thinking of, what ideas could we do that haven't been done in anime?
Okay.
Like, what anime could we make that's going to fucking break the mold a little bit, that could go off?
Okay.
So, I have three different ideas.
All right.
All right? The first one, right off the bat, sports anime.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a lot, but...
Tons of them. And it's an easy trope.
I love them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all watchable as fuck, and there's a formula to them that you can follow, and you can fucking make it happen, you know? So the problem is, though, what sport hasn't been done? And so far, all I've come up with is bowling.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You could do a really cool bowling anime.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. You have all the characters.
What about poker?
Poker might, but I think that's around. There is a fucking poker one. I think and that's what's hard about this.
Yeah,
because it's like ping pong. Nah, tons of them can't do it. Tennis, there's 3, 4, 5. They're making
cricket
done. It's out there. I'll check. I'll get back to you on cricket actually. But bowling, I've never seen.
What about Greco-Roman wrestling?
There's probably some sort of wrestling.
I mean, there's definitely wrestling.
Is there a wrestling, luchador, wrestling?
Yes, but it's anime? All female and it's super sexy.
Weird.
And it's dubbed.
Yeah.
So if you want to look into it, it's called Wanna Be Strongest in the World.
Okay.
Check it out. Kiss whatever the fuck I was talking about. Kiss anime. kiss whoever you want. It's none of my business. But yeah, if you go wrestling,
Right.
And you want to, you know, martial arts, that type of shit. Baki the Grappler. It's a great one.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's good? It's fucking good. There's a weird kind of ancestral story with him and his mom. A little Oedipal shit. Gets a little weird, but the action's super good. Goes through all the different fighting styles and shit. Like, he fights an animal in every other episode. It's kind of weird. Nice. But it's fun. But yeah, I think bowling for the sports anime.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Just fucking nail it out. You got the kid who doesn't know he's good at bowling, but he's done some mundane task, and he's got the 7-10 split on lock. Can't even fuck with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just doesn't even know it, but he joins it. You should join our team. You know, there's like the fat power guy. Yeah, strike. And then all, you know, the chick with the glasses, and they're all a team, you know?
Yeah.
And then they've fucking got to play against other teams, and there's a tournament coming up, you know? We got to practice.
The tournament takes 9 episodes.
Yeah, dude, that's the last half of the series for sure, dude. Yeah, but just have that build up, play all the tropes, but it's bowling, which hasn't been done, which isn't very original, but you know what I'm saying? You put the bowling twist on it, you make it your own. All right, second idea I have is a fucking... Stick with me on this.
Okay.
It's a high-stakes, competitive, intergalactic karaoke competition.
I love it.
You, yeah. You with me?
So it's okay. Like... It's akin to, like, American Idol, but...
Right.
Intergalactic, crazy.
Yeah. It takes place in a space station.
Are you getting like license for songs?
No, we're making all new songs. Yeah, because some of them are going to be in alien languages.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's intergalactic, brother.
That's cool.
So there's going to be all sorts of fucking people coming in.
That'll be fun.
And yeah, and doing on my planet, here's a hit from my home planet. Yeah. And we do crazy, you know, we can just do crazy instruments. Yeah, crazy instruments. And people are going crazy. Everybody's loving it. But it's high stakes competitive. You heard me.
Yeah.
High stakes competitive intergalactic karaoke competition. So, like, stakes are high, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Like Hunger Games? Like, your planet doesn't get
no rations. like you're putting your money that you're gonna win.
Money stakes.
You're like, yeah. If you win, you've won. So
all these singers are like,
this is the place.
All the characters are all these different singers who like converge on this,
right?
Crazy,
yeah,
place.
From across the galaxy. Because yeah. this is just like in the middle. Oh, yeah. Characters. And it's high stakes, so, yeah. Like, the mob's involved.
It's like a mercenary anime, but it's singers. And yeah. It's like Cowboy Bebop, but they're singers.
Yeah. And it's, like, all poppy. And
do we have a main character?
And colorful. Yeah, the main character is a guy he's a human. Humanoid, I don't know. He works in the space station.
Okay.
He gets fired from his job. Because he's not good at it. But everybody said he had a good voice.
Nice.
So he goes to the fucking bar or the fucking restaurant or whatever.
Signs up.
He goes there to eat. But yeah, he sees her doing a karaoke. He needs some money to send back home to his family. Who's fucking counting on him to get this job in this, you know, space station. And so he's got to provide. So he's like, hey, everybody tells me I have a good voice. Whatever, I'll give it a shot. And he nails it. He starts fucking killing it right away. Sending money back. But like I said, high stakes. The mob might be involved, pushing money, rolling, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he gets involved in some shit. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But the coding of the anime, it's like a poppy, colorful musical. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's relatable. Yeah, we got the soundtrack coming out.
Got it.
Yeah, dude.
So a poppy relatable coding it's with like funny. A dark mafia inside.
But it's got that funny, you know, like just aliens singing nonsense.
I like nonsense. This one, man. We're giving away gold right here on this podcast.
It's all talk, brother. What are you going to do?
It is all talk, but just in case, copyright 2016, all talk.
Don't copy me.
Yeah, copywritten, so.
Don't copy me. I'm going to copy you.
I'm going to copy you.
Yeah.
You can sue me later.
And then I can sue you.
Back. Copyright.
Third idea.
It's like, okay, so this was my, like, just what can I do that hasn't, like, just what? Okay, because I'm doing sports anime. I'm doing, you know, singing anime. Like, that exists. That type of shit. I want to make it original. I want to make it my own. But like, what idea could I do that just hasn't, you know what I'm saying? That hasn't been done in anime yet. So singing Garbage Men.
Okay.
Like that was just the first thought. Like
that's cool.
That would be fun. Just Garbage Men. They're doing their thing.
Isn't it going to be set in a universe where their job is much more high stakes than it is in our universe?
Well, this is what it was for me. Garbage Men. They're doing their thing, and it's just, you know, shitty garbage men work, right?
Yeah.
They come across something, suitcase, briefcase, that type of thing, bag, whatever. The guy sees something. He opens it up. There's fucking money in there, or the equivalent of money. Drugs? Jewels? None of my business. There's something in this bag. The garbage man says, hey, shows his partner, like, yo, like, we could get out of the garbage man game. I don't know if that's how they talk.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He's just like, dude, you got problems. I got problems. We're both garbage men. This isn't the best job in this situation. Maybe this is going to help us out. So they're like, all right. They're like, go. They spend the money. They fucking make it happen. They make their lives better. And then whoever's money that was, they come back looking for these garbage men. And so the series, that's the first episode for me.
Yeah.
They find the money. They start spinning. The end of the episode is whoever's money that was, they come knocking at the door. Motherfucker says, oh, shit. Right? Second episode, how do they get out of doing that? So now they're working for this guy who's looking for the money. So they're doing their garbage man bit. They're doing the maybe little side mafia bit. They're trying to pay off this money. And the other guy says, hey, maybe we can work this out where we get out with the money.
Well, there, I mean, usually, you know, the sanitation is tied to mafia. So maybe his bosses are already involved. Like,
right, right. Teamsters.
They're involved in more ways than one.
Right.
They're connected to the situation.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's the series for me, is them like finding money, spending it, getting involved in this situation, then working their way through this situation and trying to come out with a way where they have the money and their lives.
Oh yeah.
And they're not in the pocket of the mafia or whoever that is anymore.
So they want that money.
They want the, yeah. They're in it. They're deep.
They're not giving
no time for garbage.
No time for garbage. But this was I think this was John's idea. We were talking about this. Mm-hmm. What if they're all three in the same universe?
Okay.
What if the bowling alley is in the space station that the karaoke contest is taking place in?
Okay.
That's just down the way. The garbage men are garbage men in this space station.
Yeah.
The mafia are the ones running money through the karaoke competition to try to launder it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we just fucking work all three of the motherfucking series in together.
Yeah.
And fucking hint at the third series and the first series and the second series. Tie them all in. Or maybe they're all happening at the same time.
All in.
All in?
All in. No, I forgot we didn't make
they're not poker. Oh, that would be good though. That would be good.
Put some poker in there.
But it's just like some weird space station with all this shit happening in it. So what do you guys think, man?
I like it a lot, dude.
Make that happen?
Yeah, let's do it.
You got a name for it, man? What do you think, dude?
I was thinking, like, what kind of space station would it be? It'd be like a truck stop.
Yeah.
It could just be like a number. Like
station, a waste station.
Like
the station Stapen.
Station.
Stapen Tebben.
Stapen Tebben.
That's what Stapen Tebben.
I was thinking.
Stapen Tebben.
Truck Stop Sushi.
Truck
Stop Sushi. That's a good name.
That's the name of the karaoke bar? Or just the space station? Or just
maybe
show?
I took
it too far.
I don't know. Yeah. One of those.
That's the kid's name. Is that what you're going to say? Hey, Truck Stop Sushi, you're fired. I'll be in the karaoke competition.
That should be his name. Yeah.
Truck Stop Sushi. Is that not what you're going to say?
I was just going to say the show. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Show the logo could be a logo of, you know, some sushi from the truck stop.
Oh, I got you.
Inside a rotten skull containing a dead eye, searching across the land for a way to survive. A hunger within him, he knows not what he craves. Across this barren field, the creature spots a prey. Searching, he's waiting for your sound. Once it finds, he'll never let you go.
Dead-eye, there's a dead-eye, there's a dead-eye, there's a dead-eye, a fucking dead-eye, a goddamn dead-eye, a fucking dead-eye, not a giant.
I do have an idea. I do, man. Oh, man, this idea. This was a doozy, you know what I mean?
I believe you.
Good, man, good. You're on the right track, brother. Because once I say this idea...
Dude, hey, what I'm saying is don't rush into the idea, man. Build it up, man. Yeah, build up.
Oh, no. This idea doesn't need build up, is what I'm saying. Wow. This idea, the one I'm thinking of... This one is the one.
Okay. Oh, it's shit.
It's like we might not need another idea after this.
Like the world is going to be a different way.
This is the flagship idea.
Yeah. This idea? Crazy. It's crazy. Like, no one needs to come out and say, like, oh, let me tell you about this idea. No. It's an idea. Yeah. We see it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's huge. It doesn't need any kind of pomp.
Yeah.
No circumstance.
It stands on its own.
Damn.
You say don't circumvent it?
No.
No, just go straight stance. For it. Straight for it.
Take a stance. Circum. Because, I mean, like, you know, like words, it wouldn't do it justice anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I completely understand.
So it's like, just let it go. Because we could sit around all day and talk about this idea.
Yeah.
This idea, dude.
We could probably sit around for...
minutes. Because, dude, seriously, like, I thought of this idea and I was like, whoa.
Right.
That's an idea,
this
dude.
This is the one.
Hold on. Were you like, whoa? Or were you like, whoa?
No, it was like a weird, like a backlash of an explosion. Right. Like an atom bomb went off like 21. Yeah, like, whoa. Yeah,
you felt a little pushing.
Yeah, like a force.
The idea physically entered your body,
right? Like
from an ethereal plane.
That's an idea,
yeah.
Right?
Like the idea happened miles away.
Oh shit, it's catching up to you.
Yeah, it got me.
Oh wow,
that's an idea. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you see it in the distance, and just that's it. Because this idea, dude. Don't need to talk about it.
Right. No, I completely understand.
Because it is. You see it. You felt the backlash. Yeah. You're trying to tell me it doesn't exist? Don't. Because this idea, dude, huge. It's crazy.
It's going to end everything.
It's done.
I mean, there's no point in even trying to, oppose it or whatever.
I could explain it to you. I could lay it out. I could show you the graphs, the paperwork.
Right.
It's notarized. We did it all, dude. Fax, email, all that. It's an idea.
Were we ever going to make amends? Has it ever been easy to make friends? Maybe in summer camp, because everyone there was pretty nice. I've always been a bit deficient, so hungry for attention. Someone watch and listen at all times. We're sacred O's, holding ourselves in the highest regard. We're sacred O's, wish I didn't have to try so goddamn hard. We're sacred O's, epitome. What scared them the most? And we coast, cause we know we're sacred oaths. I'm up in arms, my pa
politics are flaring up. Meanwhile, I've never left America. I guess I care, but I don't really care enough. Just sometimes.
We talking about summer camps, yo. I make your booty dance, yo. What'd you say to pussies damp? No. All right.